So this is my exit interview, is it? No, it's nothing. I just hope that you bought a shitload of paper. Because there are a lot of things that I need to say. Yes, I am serious. I've been looking forward to this. Actually having the opportunity. Where to begin? During my time here, I have seen rampant unprofessionality. I've seen behaviour which is completely unacceptable. You employ people who, frankly, shouldn't be allowed out in the streets, and it's just, well, I'm glad to be going. You didn't know I felt this way. Well, that's the problem. I mean, fuck! Damn it. I was doing so well. Your face, your face, so good. You thought I was being serious, and what does that mean? That was a little mean. Oh, come on. I mean, an exit interview. Do I really need to do this? Oh, it's just paperwork. You don't like paperwork. I don't like paperwork. We don't. Why am I leaving? Because I've got another job. But it's not a bad thing. It's not like I'm leaving because everyone stole my pens and everyone drinks coffee and there are always Oreos at the meetings. No, I'm not leaving because of that. But I had it all planned. I was going to say it's unprofessional. You know, you have these Oreo eaters and these coffee drinkers and they steal my pens and I wanted to see how far I could push it, but I can't. Oh, this is actually really weird for me. I never thought that I would actually go. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm really excited for my new job. It's something different. It's something I've always wanted to do. But it's kind of it's got a downside because it means I'm leaving. I'm leaving you and everyone else who works here in their coffee drinking splendor. Okay, let's do a proper exit interview. Leaving this job. It wasn't easy. It's not easy. Oh my god. Can we start again? Oh, what have you written? Muppet, you've really written down that. Oh, wow. You are. Oh, I know my new manager's not going to be like you. You're kind of unique. The decision to leave wasn't one that was easy. And I really had a tough time deciding. Because, like I said, new job it's insane. It's the perfect job. It shouldn't even exist. But it does. And it's perfect. And really, it should just be a yes. I shouldn't have to think about it. I should have just said yes, but I couldn't because I love this place. I love you as a manager. As a manager, you are amazing. Everyone's amazing. And the environment is really positive, and the way you smile because it's such a positive environment. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss seeing you every day and everyone else. Just everyone. Everyone. Every single person I'm going to miss. And that just made it really difficult. I mean, you know what? Fuck it. This is my last day. This is the last time we're going to be face to face. I should be honest. Wow. Okay. I've got nothing to lose. It is a wonderful office. I mean, everyone is friendly. People don't steal my mug. Well, they learned not to steal my mug. Although, the pen thing, and that actually is something that really annoyed me. But then you said I could keep my pens in your office, so that was good. That was great. Because it gave me an excuse to go into your office and talk to you. And I was running out of excuses. I didn't want you to think I was incompetent because I kept asking for your help or asking you to check over my work. You thought I was just a bit nervous. I was. But not for the reasons you think. I love my job. I love it so much, and honestly, it's got nothing to do with the job because it's just an office. It's your average corporate environment. You know, paperwork is paperwork. But you are special. You are more than just a manager. You like to think of yourself as a friend. That's not. Wow, I am really blushing. Fuck it, just fuck it. When I had my interview, I thought I had completely blown it because I walked into the room and there you were, and I was just, I just spent the hour just looking at you and just not paying attention, and I don't even know what I said, and I walked out and I was kicking myself. I meant to be a professional and I was acting like a giddy schoolgirl because you're gorgeous, and yeah, I didn't think I got the job. But I thought that when I got the telephone call telling me that I didn't get the job, that I could maybe ask you out. But you kind of fucked up that plan because you hired me. And obviously there's no dating in the office because it's... What? Fuck off. No, please tell me you're lying. No. There's a policy that there is a corporate policy that there's no inter-office dating. You can't date. You can date. You fuck. I just thought that there was, because every office I've worked in, well, technically this is the only office I've worked in, and oh, fuck me. That's a little fast. This is not cute. What do you mean it's cute? You can't say that. You're my manager. Okay, give me a second because I am floundering. I like you. I like you a lot. You are gorgeous and sexy and super smart, and you look really good in office formal. And damn, you don't know the amount of times that I have just been staring at you, and then I don't know what the fuck I was doing, and I had to make up some bullshit. You're just really distracting, and when you smile, fuck, I mean, damn. I'm an adult. I'm a fully grown woman, and my knees go weak, and that smile, that's just not fair. And then you're kind and you're sweet, and seeing you every day. Fuck. I could have got this job, the new job. I could have got it a year ago, 2 years ago. And I didn't because I thought something would happen. I thought that I would say something, but I just didn't. I couldn't. There were so many times, like when we were stuck in the lift together, I wanted to. It was perfect. And I just didn't. There was that moment, when we could have, we almost kissed, and I didn't. And wait, do you know that you're not blind, obviously? So you know that no, I'm not in love. I wouldn't say I'm in love with you. That's a little strong. I maybe a little fuck. So, if you knew, why didn't you, because you're my boss. Fuck, you are amazing. You're just. I wish you had, but I'm glad you didn't, because there was a reason I didn't say it. I know, it would have been weird. No, it would have been fine. I'm a fucking idiot. So what? Everyone thinks I'm an idiot. Why would they? Wow. Oh. Okay, that's me. La da da ba 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 da ha na da da. So you know, and everyone else knows. The cleaners know. I'm not subtle. Lovesick. Lovesick puppy. Oh. Ooh, no, I'm just fine. I'm just never leaving this room. I am never leaving this room because if I do, I have to walk in front of all those people who have known that I've been in love with you for the last 3 years. Oh, I actually feel a bit sick. I need to sit down. I am sitting down. That's just perfect. That's just amazing. That's really good. Really, really great. And I shouldn't feel bad because it's not just me. What? I just thought you were being nice. Yeah. Now you mention it, having a tea chest with 36 types of tea is a little bit... Yeah, you weren't particularly subtle either. And the Oreo pyre on Guyfall. Oh, wow. I am an idiot. I am. Actually, scratch Muppet. Just write complete fucking idiot on there. Exit interview. I've really enjoyed my time here and I'm sad to be leaving, and that's it. We're done. You have questions. Do you really have to ask them? Okay, ask me. Go on, ask me. Nina Urada? Out? Me? It's not adorable. It's not adorable. I am blue screening like a shoddy Microsoft product right now. Yes, I would like to go out with you. A lot. Quite very much. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, I would like to go out with us. We should go out on a date. Ask me again. A date? Why, yes, I would like to go out with you. I know, that was a good recovery, wasn't it? So are we done? What party? No. Oh, I don't want a party. I don't want a party. Ooh, there's cake. But, what kind of cake? Chocolate. Okay. But only for the cake. And this doesn't count as a date. This is not a date. This is just cake. Okay. They all know, don't they? They all know. They know. Oh, fuck. Whew, but at least they won't know that you've asked me out, so you look really dodgy. They know. I'm sorry. The plant. Did you just use bunny ears when you said the plant? Okay, I'm never leaving this room. I am never leaving this room. No, I'm not doing it. Oh, but cake. Oh, it's not fair. Okay, I get to take the tea with me. No. If I have to endure this party and, like, be in just the thought of stepping outside that door, if I have to endure that, I want to take all the tea with me. Yes, the Earl Grey. I don't care if that's your favourite. I'm taking it. Okay, maybe we can come up with some kind of timeshare custody arrangement. Or I could just drink it and you could kiss me. And I'm just going to shut up now and just enjoy my punishment and my party. My party, yes. Yes, I love party. I love cake and I... No. You're lucky, you're cute, you... fuck. Party. Yay. Stop smiling at me. Stop. I hate you. Now I love you. I like you. Oh, fuck.